أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we're looking at the story of Prophet Musa and Prophet Khidr. And we saw how they meet and how both have very different aspects of knowledge. Now, Prophet Khidr has agreed for Prophet Musa to accompany him on a journey, but he places a condition. He says, if you want to follow me, you will not question me about anything until I speak to you about it. So let's look at the journey. So the first thing they do is that they board a ship. It is said that the owner knew Prophet Khidr, and Prophet Khidr went on to make a hole in the ship, which enraged Prophet Musa. He says in Ayah 71, لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. You definitely have done something that's not good, it's grievous. And Khidr replies in Ayah 72, saying, أَلَمْ أَكُلْ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعْ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. Did I not say to you that you will not be able to have patience with me? Prophet Musa agrees to hold back. So they carry on, and Quran says, Fantalaka. So they went on. Now they encounter a young man whom Prophet Khidr kills. Now Prophet Musa is outraged, enraged, name all the words you want to say, which is angry. And it's completely contrary to what Prophet Musa teaches. And in Ayah 74, he says, Lakad ji'ta shay'an nukra. Now you've done something that's evil. Prophet Khidr once again reminds him, did I not tell you that you will not have patience? And Prophet Musa says, you know what? If I ask you about anything after this, then don't keep me in your company. So again, the Quran says, Fantalaka. So they went on. Now they come to a town where the people refuse to show any hospitality. Prophet Khidr actually stops to repair a wall that was about to fall. And here Prophet Musa tells him, you know what? You could have taken some compensation for your work. And at this stage, Prophet Khidr says, هَذَا فِرَاكُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِكَ. Here now, you and I will separate. سَأُنَبِّئُكَ بِتَعْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِيعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. And I will also explain to you about the significance of what I did for which you had no patience. So he started off explaining about the ship in which he made a hole. He said the act of damaging the boat was to save it from being seized by a tyrannical king who was taking away all the boats of all the fishermen who were there. And this, he wasn't taking any one of them that were damaged. And thus, this was to be able to save it for this particular fisherman. The moral of the story is, when forced to choose of two harmful things, pick the one that causes the least harm. They also tell us that the ship symbolized the body which carries the human being across the sea of this worldly existence. And breaking the ship or making a hole in it represents the breaking of the hold of the body over the soul through spiritual exercise, thus preventing that aspect of the soul that's inclined to evil to seize the soul. Now, secondly, the second one, where Prophet Khidr kills that young boy. Firstly, he says he does nothing without the orders of divinity. The boy was one who would have caused his parents extreme grief and distress through his rebelliousness. And his parents were awesome people. The boy here represents the soul which inclines towards evil. So it's absolutely trying to kill, anger, jealousy, hatred, so on and so forth. But this aspect of the journey serves to demonstrate the difference between God's will, which transcends human understanding. Often we do everything right, everything in our power to do our best, and things don't turn out the way we want them. Here we've got to understand that we hand it over to Him. In His hands is nothing but goodness, biyadihil khair, and His will will always transcend human understanding. And finally, the last bit, in the town where they built the wall, Prophet Khidr explained that under the wall was inherited treasure, which belonged to two orphan boys. By repairing that wall, it was preserved until they grew up to be able to reclaim their inheritance. So if the ship represented the breaking of the body or the body's hold on the soul through spiritual exercise, and the slain boy as the lower soul inclined to evil, then the wall is nafsul mutma'inna, the soul which is at peace, which can only be repaired through perfecting his character, doing good even if the recipient is not deserving of it. So their parting was inevitable, as these two kinds of knowledge cannot be combined. And Prophet Khidr reiterated that he was acting according to the will of divinity. So in essence, after Prophet Musa had perfected the state of knowledge of the outward order, Allah sends him to Prophet Khidr so he has an understanding of the mashiat of Allah, which literally means willing, intending or desiring. In the original language, al-mashiatu signifies the causing to be or to exist. See, the word irada in Arabic also denotes wishing or desiring. However, there's a difference. Irada denotes an intention, a conception of a thing, whilst mashiat denotes causation. So when the phrase is yaf'alu ma yurid will be used for Allah, which is he does or brings about whatever he intends. And then there's a phrase yaf'alu ma yasha. It means he does or brings about what his causation or his law necessitates. So in essence, when we use the word insha'Allah, it is his mashiat that we're referring to. It acknowledges submission to the will of God. And one's use of insha'Allah indicates our desire to being in tune with the plan of divinity. So I'd like to end with ayah 23 and a bit of 24 from this surah, from Surah Al-Kahf, where Allah says, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا. Don't say of anything, surely I will do it tomorrow. إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Except say it only if Allah pleases. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to be in tune with his plan. Do our best, hand it over to him, and he will do amazing things. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.